Dan Campbell took this Lions job with a vision. That vision has ignited the Lions fan base in a way not seen perhaps ever.
This is a sleeping giant. This is a sports town. And, we feel the love.
Remember who the you are!
Yeah! NFC North champion.
Everybody.
Vision, winners, back-to-back seasons.
Your team main odds, the prize is worldwide now. Riding to your town, win, then ride out. The crew here to break it down for y'all, to demonstrate how we game playing around with y'all. The humble host with punchlines to give you a black eye. They brought a GM and OC, even a stat guy. Other teams drink the Kool-Aid, roll over and quit. I drank Campbell's soup and woke up all grit.
We're back to the All Grit podcast. This is your humble host, joined alongside me with the OC. How you doing this morning, Adrian?
Bright and early. I haven't even had my coffee yet.
I was going to say.
Guest. It's Saturday morning. We're just like ready for it.
Here the All Grit podcast has never met this early to record in our lives. In 2 years of recording, this is the
with
first time we've
seen in our eyes.
You do look a little morning, like, you know, you look like very still tight in the face, you know. Yeah. You got to stretch everything out.
Yeah.
But we say all that to then welcome in our host, let's just get right into it, Mr. Steve, the Chiefs fan.
Hey, guys, how's it going? You know, you do have to get up early if you're going to talk to a Chiefs fan. I think the Lions are going to have to get up early this Sunday, too.
Oh, and the trash has already started.
Let's start it.
Let's go. All right, Steve, welcome in. Me and Steve go back to our Patterson days. Worked there for 3 years with this guy. Awesome, awesome guy. Adrian, did you ever run into this guy through your Bethel trips or anything?
Nah. If I would have, it would have not been good. I would have smelled the chief on him, and I've been like, "See you later."
You wouldn't have to smell it. Just look at the tattoo right here. Like,
oh my!
Big chest tattoo.
Yeah. Exactly. That's how I walk around.
Let's get into your Chiefs. So, tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and why you're a Chiefs fan.
All right. So, I grew up in Kansas City. Or around Kansas City. So
there you go.
You know, I come by it by rights. I endured a lot of really bad Chiefs teams and honestly, like a lot of really disappointing Chiefs teams. And I think you guys can totally level with this, where it's like, you know, you have a great season, go 13-3, get first round by home field advantage throughout the playoffs and lose to the, like for us, it's like the Colts or Denver, something stupid in the first game. And, you know, so just being able to endure that. So it's actually really fun to be a Chiefs fan right now.
That's interesting. So let me ask you this. The Chiefs were bad. I remember growing up, one of my best friends in school was a Chiefs fan. I'm like, why are you a Chiefs fan? And he just liked some of their players, and maybe he had family from down there, but he was, you know, in Michigan. So our whole grade school years, getting into middle school and high school, like he suffered just like a Lions. I mean, we were all just like trying to help each other through life every week of school. But then something happens. Now they're the team of the, you know, the new Patriots, right? They're the new dynasty. So do you still feel as if you have something to prove we need, or do you feel like, hey, we've made it and the Chiefs are the best team in the NFL?
No, I think that's a really good question. I think there's always something to prove. It's more just fun, right? I think it's one of those things where I think it's easier to win when you have a chip on your shoulder. You know, mm-hmm. I think Kelce, you know, after the first three Super Bowls, like no one believed in us. Like, you know, by the third one, I think everyone believes in you a little bit. So there is just like a little bit of a different approach. And now it's fun. It's fun because you know that you can hang with any team on any given Sunday, you know, and it's also fun even when the Chiefs are losing to be able to have that confidence that it does not matter. Like they could be behind, you know, 20 points with 3 minutes left. And you know, I mean, Mahomes, you know, you always have a chance. So, right. So to me, it's just more enjoyable to watch the game, just knowing that you always have a chance.
I mean, I think the cool thing is that
it's a beautiful answer.
Yeah. You guys reach dynasty status. Like, yeah. Not only did you reach the Super Bowl and you're a respected team, but you're really a dynasty after the Patriots era. So, better it be you guys than some other team.
Amen.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I know you guys are knocking on the door too, and man, you're just like one or two plays or one or two bad calls away from. Yeah.
America is kind of sick of you guys, though. It's someone else's turn now.
Are you kidding, man? Everybody wants to see the Chiefs.
Oh man, they're delusional, like Packer fans.
Yeah. Come on, like, does anybody really want to see the Bills back in the Super Bowl? They had four tries in a row and they couldn't win one.
Well, now they have a quarterback not named Doug Flutie, so hopefully they can do something with that.
Yeah.
I do want to ask you questions because you mentioned players buying in and then maybe always having to be the underdog to kind of to get up for it. So Chris Jones, let's talk Chris Jones for like 1 minute. Ooh, yeah. I'm sure you saw all the tape of that final play versus Jacksonville. What do you do if you're Andy Reid and you have Chris Jones on your team and in your locker room?
I'll tell you what, Andy Reid is probably the most calm guy. Yeah, exactly. You'd think so. No, Andy Reid does not overreact. And he treats his men like men. He's not going to come down on them. You know, he's going to have a serious conversation with them. And I will tell you, I would hate to be a Lions fan this game because Chris Jones is going to have something to prove. You know, he doesn't just apologize with his words, and he's going to try to make up for it this game. So, you know, this is not a good game to be to be facing the Chiefs. Chris Jones, you have to. You know, that is just like a boneheaded move. You know, he says that he thought that the play was over. Like, I mean, you're a professional and you've done this for many, many years.
It's like a playoff.
Yeah. I don't think that he necessarily gave up, but you know, by the end of that game, he is exhausted. That was honestly one of the dumbest, like there were two really dumb plays at least three, actually. Really dumb place on the Chiefs part. Like, how in the world can this guy fall down and nobody touches him? Like, he gets back up, carries a ball, makes a touchdown. Yeah. It was the dumbest play ever. It's like, how can nobody? And then when Mahomes threw that interception, it's like, okay, well, it's a middle linebacker. He is literally in the middle of the field.
Somebody he's got to be tackled.
Yeah. But like, there just was no hustle. Thornton was the only person that was able to run him down. Which I thought, like, his is like DK Metcalf moment.
Yes.
He just isn't as strong as DK Metcalf. Yeah. And then there was like there was an interception worth like three guys are bobbling balls. So realistically, So going back to Chris Jones will be fine.
Okay. That's what I was going to ask. One of these questions we had for you was, you know, who do you think wins in the trenches? You're talking Lions offensive line or Chris Jones in that KC front? So you're thinking of a KC front and Chris Jones backup, or not a backup, but a
comeback game.
Yeah,
Chris Jones will be involved. I am more afraid of the Lions offensive line than I am confident in the Chiefs defensive line, and the reason why is because you do have Chris Jones. It kind of falls off after that, so I think one of the things we were talking about too, somebody else is going to have to step up. Chris Jones is going to be
he's not having a good season, or what?
He's having a good season, but the Chiefs are like, they are not getting to the quarterback. Like, they're pressuring. I think Karlaftis has like two or three sacks this year. Chris Jones only has one sack this whole year. So he's not getting to the quarterback like he wants to. They're doing a lot better defending the run, but when you're talking about like actually in this game, you have to get to the quarterback.
Yeah.
I was watching the last Detroit game, and I'm pretty sure Goff was doing his taxes in the pocket. Like, he just had so much time. And the Chiefs just have not been the team that's going to like change that narrative at all.
Yeah. Well, I find this game really interesting, Steve. One quick thing, Caleb, is so our defensive coordinator, Kelvin Shepard, his mentor is Pags. Like, they text each other every week. Really? He openly talks about it. Like, he's like, Kelvin Shepard said in his press conference this week, is like, outside of Dan Campbell and Aaron Glenn, like, I'm talking to Pags every week.
To Spagnuolo, so, yeah.
Yeah, Spagnuolo. I'm sorry. I'm thinking of someone.
Yeah, no, that's Spagnuolo. Okay. Yeah.
And he's like, this week we haven't texted, obviously, because we're playing each other. But he said when the offense was watching the Chiefs tape, they're like, they look a lot like our defense, like with scheme, just like blitzy, just like the mentality is very similar to ours. So I'm like really interested to watch our offense and your defense play this weekend, because there's a little familiarity with how we kind of play similar defense styles.
And that's very interesting thought, because Spagnuolo is able to dial up some stuff that no one sees coming, and he brings it at just the right time. But if you've got an offense that's been practicing against that defense, I'm really interested to see how this game goes.
I'm sure Spagnuolo will have like different caveats to that. He knows that.
I'm sure. Yeah, he doesn't reveal all of his secrets. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Well, briefly, let's switch over to the injury front. So now the Lions are starting, slowly but surely starting to taste a little bit of what they had last year. And I kind of wanted to get the injury front from your side and see what, you know, did you check out? And if not, I'll buy you some time here. So let me pull up the injury report. Do you know who's already out for the Chiefs?
You know what? I haven't pulled up the injury report. But I knew. Okay. I know this is Rice's last game from suspension. So.
So he's
this
back.
One, right?
Okay. This one, yeah. This is his last
this weekend.
Game. So next week will be his first game.
Yeah, I was sending some Hail Marys up for that. I was like, I think it's next week. I think it's next week.
Yeah, it's next week. You're good. You're good.
Okay. All right. So listen to this, bro. Mahomes should take the over on whatever his passing yards is, because our cornerback and our secondary have just. I mean, I joked with the guys yesterday, they were walking into a mire over here, and we lost both starting safeties, it looks like, right? Or is that just a
game time decision for both of them? But it's looking like Brian Branch is more like, and Kirby's more like a no, but I wouldn't be surprised if they're both out for this game. So no starting safeties, no starting corners.
Wow.
At that point, I don't even know who's
on the depth chart. We've got Amik Robertson, Rockison, and the secondary, Avante Maddox. And then I don't know who filled
in. And Trey Flowers, the guy they just picked up last week.
Maybe, yeah.
But once again, Mahomes is going against a scarce secondary. So that looks good for you guys, just saying. Just wanted to let
And I don't know if you noticed or not, but like the Chiefs over the last couple of games have finally come on as far as like the offense. Seems like Thornton, whom they picked off the up off the waiver wire, he's been like the one bright spot this entire year. But then when Worthy comes back, 2 weeks ago, all of a sudden the entire offense changes. You know, now you've got to worry about like two fast guys on the outside. So, and Mahomes hasn't been as sharp this year. If this feels like late preseason right now for the Chiefs. So I'm honestly not that worried about the losses that they've had, just because it feels like they're still tightening things up and, you know, just getting the whole team together. This is, you know, and that now they've had a few games together with Worthy. I think the play calling changes significantly. If Mahomes can kind of tighten up just a few of those long passes, I think were, you know, because they just scored for the first time the highest score in like 2 years, 37 points last week or the week before.
We averaged that on a bad Thursday night football. Yeah, game,
right? I know. So it really is. I think it is going to come down to defense.
It might be a shootout.
And really like the defensive calls.
Yeah.
I hope so.
I think if you guys remember, go back to, was it in LA or Kansas City, the highest scored football game of all time. It was Jared Goff versus Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, that's right.
I love this stat every time. You know, Jared Goff is undefeated against Patrick Mahomes.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, actually, that's not a joke. That's not a joke.
Which is undefeated. Like how many games? Like one game?
Three
games. Okay. All right. I'll give you another stat. Mahomes. Mahomes has not won a game when Tom Brady is in the building.
Interesting. Wait,
say that one more time.
Patrick Mahomes has not won a game when Tom Brady is in the building.
Okay,
and he lost in the AFC Championship, his first AFC Championship game to New England Patriots. Tom Brady. Yeah. Yep, he lost. The first Super Bowl loss was to Tom Brady and the Bucks. He lost last year in the Super Bowl to the Eagles, and this year to the Eagles. Both of them, Tom Brady was calling the game.
And he is going to be And he is going to be in Kansas City on Sunday night.
Are you kidding? Brady conspiracy. No, I think I looked this one up. It's like, no, as long as Tom Brady's not in. So, yeah, I think if he can handle one kryptonite.
Where was time, was Tom Brady there when the Lions came in on opening day 2 years ago?
Man, we'll have to look that up.
We'll have to look it up. Yeah, if maybe he was there.
Could be Jared Goff. So,
is he in the building?
Maybe this is one of those games where you know the Chiefs do have something to prove.
I think the Jared Goff chants in Michigan are slowly dying, and I'm sad to see it. So last night, real quick, we've got last tickets to an Eric Church concert. So we're there, and somebody throws up a Detroit Lions flag up on stage, and Eric Church says, fine, because I think he's a Chiefs fan too. Everything, or maybe, I don't know. I swear he said something like that.
Yeah, like you said, no, Americans, not all Chiefs fans. Yeah, I want to see him.
So he puts on, I'll send you guys a picture. He puts on the Lions flag and he's wearing it around the stage during this whole song. But in right when it gets quiet, I'm like, Jared Goff, Jared Goff. And like, I cannot get the chant going. I'm like, these bunch of country suckers don't watch football or what? What do they do? Just mow their grass all day long?
Bunch of Packers fans in there, man.
Yeah, Packers fans. Anyway.
Maybe you were mispronouncing it. It's golf.
Yeah. Yowf. Anyways, so real quick, back to injuries. So our secondary's out. Aleem, the dream. I was so sad to see this. He's not playing. He's ruled out. I can't believe they already ruled him out. He full participated. 1, 2, 3 games or 3 practices this week. So I'm like,
if this is, I think maybe they might not bring him back till the bye week. He might not even come back next week now, is what I'm thinking.
Well, we need him next week. That's the real team that we're playing next week, bro.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay Bucks. That's a real team. Steve's not even listening. Bro.
That could be a problem. I'm sorry. I was looking at the Chiefs injury report. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Great. What is it?
Nobody's out.
Well, and oh, we might not have our starting.
Hey, bro. Don't worry. If we lose, we'll just put an asterisk on this game. You know, like Tarico said.
I love that you're already planning on losing.
Not planning on it. Just, you know, asterisk.
Yeah, the Chiefs definitely have more to lose in this game than the Lions do.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. For sure. What do you guys call it? 2-4.
If you lose? Yeah. Or if we win, we stay at 500. So, honestly, even just kind of looking at the Chiefs' losses this year, you know, you can kind of justify the Chargers' loss. The AFC West is getting to be like they're building it to beat the Chiefs, both LA and Denver. So, I think we're getting to a point where like if you can split those games. You're gonna be fine. So what you need to win is these games, the tiebreaker games. So this really is probably the most important game to this point, you know, already this early in the season. So Chiefs definitely have a lot more riding on this. I think Lions, you could afford to lose to an AFC team.
Yeah, there's truth to that.
You guys have more to lose. Is there panic? In Chiefs Kingdom, if you guys lose on Sunday,
no, like, and you can see it on the faces. Andy Reid never panics. Patrick Mahomes never panics. I remember when they lost that first AFC Championship game, you know, they interviewed Patrick Mahomes. I came right up to him, and he was so excited. He's like, you know, like we learned a lot. I can't wait until next year to tackle this. And that's kind of how they approach every single play. You know, even when they have a bad play, or even when they have a bad game. They're always in it. They're always ready to bounce back. There's just a calmness that kind of trickles down, I think, from Andy Reid. So no panic yet. It's too early in the season. They're, you know, they still have the division games that they can win. So I think if they go 12-5 this year, I honestly think that they can go 12-5. I think they'll win the division again for the 10th year in a row.
Well, there was some audio. I'm not sure if you heard it yet. They asked, Patrick Mahomes about the Aiden Hutchinson fake craze that's going around and how he's warming up and everything. So they said, you know, how do you think Sunday night's going to go? And he said,
I'm in danger.
No, I will say, okay. Yeah, definitely. I am, I'm worried about Hutchinson. I mean, who wouldn't be, right? Like this man is a beast. Like that, your team changes when he's on or off the field.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
It's like Chris Jones for you guys.
Exactly.
But an edge.
I think honestly, maybe even a little bit worse. But to that point, the Chiefs' offensive line has not been good. It's definitely improving. With Josh Simmons, they drafted him this year. You know, if he hadn't had a knee injury, I'm sure he would have been taken higher. But that was the one risk that they took, is as long as he can stay healthy. And so far, he has been able to stay healthy this year. But anytime that Mahomes tried to stay in the pocket, that pocket collapses. Like it collapses, right? Like me when Kendra asked me to do the dishes. I don't want to. You know, anytime that they just cannot stand up against a rush.
Well, that's good to hear, because Adrian's got a stat for you that he just brought out at our last show, something about our defensive line.
So we were surprised to hear it. Just like on the board this year in the NFL for sacks, is we got the Denver Broncos at the top of the league with 21 sacks, right? We know that they've been playing really hard, pretty good. In second place is the Detroit Lions with 16 sacks.
Wow.
Year to date. We as Lions fans were like, oh, are you serious? Like, we've been watching every game. We have a podcast, and we were like, wow. What?
That's impressive. And especially going up against this offensive line. I mean, and this, you know, this, it's definitely getting better. And like I said before, this feels like the preseason for the Chiefs. I think by the end of the year, we have a completely different conversation, but going up against Hutch, that's going to be, that's going to be their biggest challenge. And I think if this could prove something, if Josh Simmons is able to at least stay up, you know, at least hold his own. Yeah. But the reality is the Chiefs also, their depth at offensive line is just, it's not good. Their secondary, their backup guys are the guys that were starting last year. And you saw what happened in the Super Bowl.
So you're saying with a shoddy offensive line, then it kind of makes our corners not as bad as we think? Being secondary and third string,
for sure. Mahomes is going to be running all over the field though, just be aware of that. Like, I think anytime that he's tried to stay in the pocket, like he has been hit, harassed, and sacked, and for some reason, like especially in the early games, they were trying to call plays where he stayed in the pocket, you know, just hoping that the offensive line. So lately, I don't know if you've noticed or not, but like he's been running a lot. He's actually the second leading rusher on the team right now, barely, and he's only slightly behind. Like,
They give Kareem Hunt all the goal line balls, and then they kill the Puerto Rican running the whole the whole field.
The Chiefs haven't been able to run. Like the last game is when it really started to come together, mostly for Kareem Hunt, but the offensive line has not been very good at running. So that's why Mahomes is a leading rusher, because he's running outside, no one's open, and he has to make the first down. So
real quick, two quick points. Your thoughts on Pacheco? Every time I see that man run, he runs with his hair on fire and he wants to kill someone. Am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely right. Like they say, he's angry at the ground. And it is interesting because, like, I think if his head was up, he might actually see some holes open, but he just wants to run through everything.
Dude, that dude runs like a baby beast mode. I swear. He's you know, probably 20, 30 pounds or 40 pounds less than beast mode, but that's all I see. And when he gets done, it's a 3 or 4 yard run. He gets up and looks at the sideline and does his thing. And like every single play, he thinks that he ran a 50 yard dive. it's amazing. I love his personality, but I'm going to hate him this Sunday. But
no, for sure. Right. Well, I don't think you have to worry too much about him this Sunday. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So there was one other thing before let's just get into, since we're coming up on our time, let's get into our predictions. So a prediction does not have to be, oh no, that's bold takes. All right, let's just get a prediction real fast for Sunday night, 8:20 kick, Lions traveling to Arrowhead. Let's just get a straight up score prediction first. We'll start with Adrian.
All right. Well, you asked me on Monday and I had a 6-point differential. Now I'm with the secondary out and just all the injuries throughout the week that have been announced, I'm going like 30-28, like field goal difference, Lions.
Oh, okay. Steve?
I think you have to score 40 points to win this game. I'm going to go 42-37 Chiefs.
Wow. 42-37 would be entertaining.
You know what? I'm thinking more like Steve. I think this is a high scoring game with the lack of offensive line that Chiefs have, the lack of defensive backs that we have. Our offense is going to score. Yeah. Let's go another 40 burger for the Lions. And we'll go 30. Let's see. What can you score in the 30s? 35, 36. Let's go 38. Two point game.
That's probably more likely. It should be a close game decided in the last second.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a field goal either way. Last one to have the ball. Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. So we have our predictions. Now we're going to do our bold take. So Steve, welcome to the bold take segment. This is the most important segment of the podcast. See, if you hit your bold take, you go on a board, and that board is a sheet of paper that says the score. And that sheet of paper that says the score enables one of us to get a free meal or a free six pack or whatever at the end of the season from our guys. So far on this list, Adrian's got what, half a point? I got a point. Clay's still zero. Ivan's got a point. Plax has got a point. So now we're going to get to our bold takes. We might add Steve to this list. Who knows? Yeah. That's if his bold take can hit. All right, give me a bold take. Does not have to be who wins the game. You just got to be something bold throughout the game. So we'll start with Adrian. He's had a little bit more time to think about this.
No, just I gave you mine on Monday, didn't I?
Well, was it online, bro? Did our fans hear it?
Yes, because you had a pick six involved. We already gave ours. You should have written mine down.
Wait a minute.
So we just have to take Steve's.
All right. I'm going to say McDuffie has one interception and one batted ball. And I'm going to take it a step further. It's going to be against Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Okay, here's our laugh track. We have a laugh track.
Hey, you want it bold.
That's the boldest in the show's history. You're
asking for a Chiefs fan to be bold.
All right, McDuffie is your starting corner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's going to be guarding Amon-Ra, you think?
Yeah, most likely.
So interception and then a batted ball or a pass breakup.
Yep.
A PBI, as we call it.
He'll also have three pass interference calls, but I'm going to take that's not my bold prediction. That's pretty simple.
Terrion Arnold is not playing this week.
Are you talking about Terrion?
Oh yeah, I did write some. So is this it, bro? Bold takes. I got Adrian. Oh yeah, because we did the McNeil. McNeil's not playing, so take those out. So you have four sacks, two by Hutch, two by an anonymous person, and then Tesla touchdown. Is that right?
Correct.
We build parlays over here on the bold take. Actually, Steve did too. How many pass breakups did you say, Steve?
I just said one pass breakup by McDuffie.
Okay, and then one interception. Mm-hmm. And then I said a pick six by the Lions. You know, I think it would be poetic if Brian Branch was able to do it again.
If the Chiefs offense allows another pick six, I mean, I'm okay. Like two interceptions on the entire year for Mahomes, and that one, like, okay, if they do that again,
going to bed early.
I'm going to bed. Yeah, I'm turning off the TV.
All right, guys. Well, Steve, thank you for joining us. Any business you want to shout out? Any shout outs to any listeners?
Anybody that knows us, come out and see us. If you don't know us, come out and meet us. Adrian, come out anytime.
You got
it,
you
guys. Caleb, bring the family out. I'd love to see you guys.
We most definitely will. Every time we go up to Patterson, Steve takes care of us. So anybody planning a trip, we can reach out and he can try to get you.
Hey,
I mean, the tour's definitely changed, right?
Give Ross Bruning a shout out for me.
Will do. Awesome. Yeah. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, for the All Grit Podcast, this has been the Lions crossover behind enemy lines. For the OC, for the Chiefs fan, and for the humble host, this is the All Grit Podcast. We're out.